good day, celebrating our 25th year.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
I keep telling you, this bothers me. This it isn't was, it is a good day. Do me a favor, Evan, and ditch this, will you please? I don't like that song about a good day because it's not about was, it's about is. This is the Good Day program. She is Jennifer Horn.
I was Jennifer Horn, too, just like you were Doug Steffen.
And I am Doug Steffen, and this is the Good Day program. The best stories of the day here on Good Day. I'm now following Pinterest with some interest. Jennifer is the goddess of most of the social media that we have here, although we're going to bring Ken Kessler into the program later on this week, and he's going to help you out because there's so much material here, Jennifer. It's worth our consideration. I'm looking at the main stories here. I'm sure you're following what's trending on Yahoo and some of the other sites. On Pinterest, the story about the Air Force removing drone strike data from its website. They had been posting all this information, and so you can follow that and pictures of drones. They're really, this is almost ghoulish to look at these drones and where they are flying. People who have taken shots of them, that's what's repinned at the Pinterest connection through DerekSteffen.com. You can see pictures people have taken of these drones out at night. It's kind of like the shot from E.T. where the kid rides his bike over the moon. And now instead of seeing someone on a bike riding over the moon, it's the Air Force and their drones riding over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Our times have changed.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Does it bother you that you could be watched by a drone?
You know, I actually kind of argue with myself about this one because I don't like it because I think it does violate our privacy. At the same time, I don't necessarily have a problem if it's used to catch people in the right way.
Ah, but there's the rub. That's always
is it going to be the right way?
Yeah,
so it's just, you know, it's kind of, I've been struggling with this one. I don't know exactly how I feel about the drones yet. I kind of go back and forth.
I know how I feel about them.
Well, I know how you feel about them.
Negative. negative, Nelly.
Like, if there were a needle, I would be more on the side of drones. I'd be on the negative side of drones. But, you know, I don't know.
888
Everything has its value, I guess.
No, it has no value whatsoever. 888-302-3684. The chairman of Delta Airlines says yet to the new TSA policy on knives. Again, I'm just following the stories. And the thing about Pinterest that's cool is there are pictures to follow the stories. So there's a picture of a guy with his fingers up, ready to use them on who knows what in your body. That's the picture that's pinned at Pinterest. So the TSA policy under scrutiny this weekend. John McCain says he doesn't understand why there isn't a quick way to get through the airport. Well, there actually is. I'm surprised he doesn't qualify for it. The quick check-in, the TSA check thing. There's also, I have a clear status. If you can find an airport that has clear, you get zero. Zipped right through. But in the meantime, the controversy about these knives continue. I wonder if there's anything about that on any of our social media, or if there isn't, maybe we ought to try to pursue that question or conversation. What do you think, Jen?
Sure. You asked if we could put it on Facebook. Sure.
Yeah.
We could do that. I mean, we don't have that up there now, but we could absolutely do
all
it.
Right, so what have you, your father's pretty much up on the news, and you follow things. Conversationally, I have found this to be one of the things people have enjoyed talking about over the weekend. You're around people. I was at a dinner on Saturday night. A fellow that owned the restaurant wanted to know, he's an immigrant, and he wanted to know what I thought when he found out what I did for a living. He was eager to find out what I thought about the TSA policy on knives. And, of course, that's like giving me a microphone and a bully pulpit because I so dislike the TSA to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate.
See, I think people have been talking about this in my social circle. And most of the people that I've talked to said, are they crazy giving knives back to people on planes? But for me, those little knives, these little tiny knives, nail clippers that you're going to be able to continue to take, that you can now take back on planes, those are probably the least threatening things that people bring with them. I mean, you can make anything into a device that can stab somebody. You know, you can sharpen a pen, you can sharpen a credit card, you can sharpen all types of objects that you can use to stab someone. It's not just these little teeny tiny knives. And if you look at the size that's allowed back on planes, they're very small. They're kind of like the little Swiss Army knife size things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, it's, you know, it's time to bring them back on, I think. I think it's okay.
Well, it just shows
it
the
wouldn't
impetus.
Stop me from flying.
I heard Senator McCain interviewed by Piers Morgan, and what it really points out, his conversation with Morgan and the conversation in general, how impotent the TSA is. Nothing has really changed in their policy in the 12 years we've had these invasive, these horrible, these ridiculous TSA checks. Nobody's ever been saved because of them. Why John McCain isn't asking, when we have all these sequester cuts that people are talking about, why do we even have the TSA? Well, they do. They don't do anything.
See, and that's my thing. Everybody talks about how invasive the TSA is. The only time I've ever felt like they've crossed a line with me was the time that I was flying with you and that nice woman decided to touch all the goodies that people don't get to until the really good part of a relationship.
Right.
But other than that, I feel like all it does is really cause lines and not let you bring your makeup on an airplane. I mean, that's really the only change in my life. And I fly quite a bit before and after TSA. And to me, it kind of adds lines at big airports, and at the small airports, the local ones that I use, Burbank, there's really no difference. You still just walk right through. All you have to do now is take your laptop out, take your shoes off, and put some liquid. You can't take liquids on. That's the difference.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jennifer on at DougStephan.com. We're talking about some of the best items conversationally of the day today. Here's a disturbing thought. You ready for a disturbing thought?
Sure.
A disturbing thought, one that usually actually hits after an unexpected physical challenge. Maybe you've been unable to maintain your usual workout level, for example, or recovery is taking longer than it used to. Perhaps the fitness that you've been pursuing is elusive. And why is it so difficult? If you're a man, the reason it's difficult is because you don't have enough testosterone. There are a lot of testosterone supplements that are on the market today, but none can claim to be as good as T-Gen. T-G-E-N, not Jennifer. T-Gen. This is a clinically proven substance. It naturally raises free testosterone. There are no chemical additives, none of that sort of thing. It takes basically the things that are in your body, and they get them from various different sources, and they boost what the T-Gen can do at the company by adding nitric oxide. NitroBoost is the product. They put the two of them together, and it really does an amazing job at getting the food to your body that you need when it counts. If you call right now, 800-631-6443. You can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for half price. In fact, you get two bottles of NitroBoost if you mention Doug Stephan when you call 800-631-6443. So you'll be better off in all sorts of ways when it comes to physical activity. You get 50% off with the deal, mentioning Doug Stephan, and two bottles of Nitro Boost. Man, this thing is all craziness, but it's good, and it's ready right now to help you work out, feel the strength that you have, get back to the strength that you have. 800-631-6443.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Jennifer and I are here to inform you and entertain you. Interesting job. 888-302-3684. What do you do for a living? I fill between commercials. What do you do?
I do the same.
All right, there you go. All right, so what are we following the people who like our program? Some of the questions that have been working over the weekend, Jen, what do you find?
Lots of stuff, actually. We have been polling our friends on Facebook. If the 2016 presidential election were held tomorrow, would you vote for Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul, or you could name your own candidate?
Let me guess, Rand Paul is winning.
He has been the clear winner so far, although there have been some interesting other mentions. There's been Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
There's been Jesse Ventura. We've gotten Dr. Ben Carson, Hank Johnson.
I'm telling you.
But Rand Paul, far and away. There is one Marco Rubio. There's not one Hillary Clinton. There's a Condoleezza Rice. There's a Judge Andrew Napolitano. A couple of Gary Johnsons. Oh, there's a few Hillarys. We've got a couple of them floating there towards the bottom. So, yeah, chime in now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
I'm telling you, as I sit here, that Rand Paul is just beginning to see the attention that he's going to get. This move, there are so many people now, and you can follow this any place that you look for trends. People don't want these drones. And so, once again, the arrogance of the people in power are completely mistaken. They claim to be such close followers of Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. The only reason that they used or were close to Facebook and Twitter is because they wanted to use it to win the election. In terms of listening to people who are actually getting a sense of the pulse of the nation, the pulse of the nation is completely against using drones on American soil. Completely.
Right, and I don't think that people are trusting the traditional political process anymore. People have tended to, you know, anybody but the guy that's in there, it seems like. So, maybe there is this trend. I don't know. Also, at our Facebook page, we're asking about Taylor Swift. She was recently quoted in Vanity Fair about using a line that Katie Couric told her about there being a special place for women who don't support other women. And we asked, do you think women are supportive or critical of other women? Gina said, does Sarah Palin think that Katie Couric is supportive of other women? I don't think so. That's a good point, Gina. Paul said, yeah, they are supportive to their face.
Selective.
Yeah, exactly. So you can chime in on that now, too. Facebook.com/Gadesha. We'll go through your responses the rest of the morning.
Monday, March 11th, and this stuff gets posted as well on the various social media that we are a part of. And I say we loosely because Jennifer mostly doing that. And Ken Kessler is going to join us during the week to update that sort of thing as well. 21 after on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Let's go, Jen Jen.
I'm doing my aerobics.
Good.
Though I have to say, I'm not a Rod Stewart guy, girl.
No.
Not because of the music.
Because of him.
Because he's a little skeevy.
But this sounds...
This is good.
This is another old-fashioned Rod Stewart song.
Yeah.
Lots of mandolin, acoustic guitar, fiddles, good storytelling. Rod Stewart. On point. This is a new album called Time, his first collection of all new material in 12 years. Here we are, beautiful album of beautiful Rod Stewart music. Last time he did a new album, it was a Christmas album, in fact. Doing well already, moving up the Billboard charts. I like Have I Told You Lately, I Love You.
Is that one of your faves?
Yeah, it is kind of, except I like Van Morrison's version better than Rod Stewart, but it's a great song. Anyway, this album was previewed in New York last Thursday, and... a lot of music critics have taken note of it, and apparently a lot of people like what they've heard so far.
This isn't quite so Rod annoying. I'm actually kind of impressed.
I'm enjoying this, actually. A little music and comedy, fun things, part of the Good Day program. At 26 past the hour, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen continuing with some of the best stories of the day. If you wonder how much money some of the big stars are making, Parade Magazine answered that question yesterday.
I read it. Did you read it?
Justin Bieber made $55 million, that little worm, last year.
And he's even canceling shows. Come on, Justin.
He was still trumped, though, by Taylor Swift, who made $57 million. And these two were, let's see here, I'm trying to see where Oprah was on this list.
I don't remember seeing her, actually. I don't know if they did her.
No, Oprah and, so in terms of women, Oprah is on top. Britney Spears in second position, Taylor Swift in third position.
Huh.
Now, in terms of men, Justin Bieber made $55 million last year. Brad Pitt made $35 million. Channing Tatum made $15 million. Anne Hathaway, $10 million. Let's see here. Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
$50,000 an episode.
Right.
50. How many episodes are they doing of that thing?
They've done a couple of seasons already, and right. I think now that there are such good ratings, I think they actually tripled that to like 150,000 this year.
Really?
Episode. Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's seven-ish, I want to say.
Yeah. Oh, 7 year-olds ought to be making that kind of money.
Absolutely.
Right? Don't you wish when you were 7 you'd have been making?
Duh. Yeah. Don't you? Oh, my goodness.
What do you hear about?
I don't know. Then you turn into a weirdo, you know, and
yeah, like this little worm. Yeah.
Oh, I like her.
Sofia Vergara is trying to get pregnant or having a baby by a surrogate.
Ooh, can you imagine those tatas when she gets pregnant? Wowza. She's 41.
Yeah. She has a son already, right?
Yes, he was 20-something already.
Yeah, and her fiancé, she are planning their future. She's been married. Did she have the child that she has now? She's 21 years old. Out of wedlock, or was she married?
I think she might have been married. I'm not sure, though. It's a good question.
There are people who just don't want to have the stretch marks after they get babies, they have stretch marks. So
that's why I'm not going to have my own child.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, right.
That's good to know. 28 past on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's springtime in the mountains, and you know what that means, boys and girls. Those spring ski deals are rolling out, and trust me, you don't even have to be a skier to take advantage of this. After the spring break rush, the resorts still want to get people back for that last few weeks of the ski season. Mount Snow has a vernal eternal pass that's valid every day from March 1st to the end of the season for just $249. And if it's not just about skiing on the mountain, it's about when all the festivals and spectator events take place, from snow golfing to live music. Vail Resorts, both in Colorado and in Lake Tahoe, has ski and stay packages all spring. Now, you can find deals across the board on booking sites. Ski.com has up to 33% savings on some of these spring packages. Liftopia.com has deals on lift tickets only, not accommodations. But those ticket savings can be exceptional if you go midweek and then, of course, later in the season. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now, Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
The coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own 4-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Steffens Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scum the nation.
Let's move on now, second half hour of this hour of the Doug Good Day program, are the things that you need to know about what's going on to start your day. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Who are they?
Two people.
That seemed to captivate those who are following the quote-unquote news. So you're our wine expert.
Yeah. I am. I like that hat that I wear. I am the show wino.
Okay. Yeah. So the first batch of wine that Brangelina responsible for, I think it's called, what is it, Miraval Rosé.
Miraval Rosé, yes. Yeah. Very good. I thought you might say rose. I'm very proud of you.
Rosé.
Yes.
I get culture here. I know it.
You do.
Okay, so what's the scoop? You're the wine expert.
I think that you like wine more than you let on. I think you have a respect for it as a juice, as a lifeblood.
I wouldn't get too carried away with that theory.
All right, so here's the story. Brad Pitt and Angelina have a winery, actually. They live in a vineyard in one of their pieces of property. There are many pieces of property. It has grapes on it. And so they decided to start growing them, and they decided to make wine. And they launched this label called Miraval. The only one that was available for public consumption thus far was a rosé, and it was a 2012 rosé, which is pretty typical of rosé grapes. You don't let them hang out too long. They made 6,000 bottles, and all 6,000 were sold out this last Thursday, only 5 hours after it went on sale online. It was available only in a six-bottle case. You couldn't just hit up, Ralph's or Vaughn's or, Kroger or whatever with it for one bottle. You had to buy a half a case, and the half a case went for $139, which is pretty fair, I would say.
Did you buy some?
Yeah, I did not buy any. There are going to be more bottles that will be released this month, but to wholesalers and to restaurants. But what they traditionally do is they kind of hold things back to create some demand for it, and then they'll start putting it out in the market so you can get it in restaurants, which is kind of fun. Yeah. So I'd like to try it, though. I'd like to see if it's any good, if it has chops. The thing with rosé is it's a very easy drinking wine. Most people think of rosé as very sweet, like a white Zinfandel, because of its color. It's pink. Mm-hmm. But the rosés that are coming out now are very dry and they're really good with food or, even by themselves. So I'd be interested to try it.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
I'd
keep an open mind, yes. But if I did find one of Brad Pitt's hairs in there, I might freak out a little.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Although somehow I don't think he was out there picking the grapes. Just a thought.
How Life Works, a specialty of the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. When I say that, people are funny. This past week, there was a snowstorm that actually did quite a bit of damage in New England, more than had been predicted. Fell. As a matter of fact, on my farm in Massachusetts, they had about a foot and a half of snow on Friday.
Well, did it skip someplace, and it actually just ended up then hammering the East Coast because of it?
Yeah, it just kind of skipped out. The eastern part of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island especially, and down on the Cape, got lots and lots of snow. But it'll be gone very quickly because the weather's warming up. In the upper 40s there today, into the 50s, as spring is only a week and a half away. Turn the clock ahead. By the way, you know what time it is? You got the clock thing straight,
you know,
right?
I haven't changed them all. Thank God for my cable box and for my computers and my iPhone, so they can tell me what time it really is.
I went to the movies yesterday afternoon, and I'm standing in line behind this guy who's arguing with the person who's in the booth collecting the money. I went to see Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and so this guy, and I'm already late for the movie by 5-6 minutes. This guy's in there arguing about what time it is, and I said to him, dude, had you set your watch ahead?
Dude, well, that's awesome if you did. I'd be proud of you. Dude.
Dude, get out of the way. Let's go. Anyway, by the way, the movie, that Oz movie, was number one at the box office over the weekend.
Yeah, did you see that?
No, not at all.
I want to see that. It looks very beautiful, visually beautiful. That's why.
Franco Leaves Me Cold, the story, the prequel.
Oscar.
What did they do with all these prequels? They knew Sex and the City, was that a television show that's a prequel?
The prequel
supposedly?
Is a television show,
Sarah Jessica Parker gave that a big zero.
I know.
Did you see that?
I did see that. So, did you like Silver Linings Playbook, though? Wasn't it a great, quirky little movie?
At the beginning, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
After,
it grows on you.
It really did.
I
didn't realize I was looking at Jennifer Lawrence, who is the big to-do now in the movies.
Academy
and
Award
that was
winner.
She got the Academy Award for that role, too, didn't she?
You got it, yes.
Yeah. I thought she was very
likable. You know, I liked it. I'm exactly with you. I started off like, what am I watching? And then it grew on me. And then at the end, I was like, wow, I really liked it. It was quirky. Yeah. But I think what really makes it solid for guys, because my dad was, when he watched, he was, But he saw an interview with the director who actually wrote this movie for his son, who had these same kinds of issues.
Oh, I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden my dad's like, this is the best movie I've ever seen, because it was something that this guy did for his son. So
I also saw the Dead Man Down movie, which was...
I haven't even heard of that one.
I said, well, it was. It has Colin Farrell.
Colin.
Whatever, whoever. Terrence Howard is in it, is a bad guy. It's sort of a typical formula, shoot 'em up. And I found myself as it was okay, but I'm finding myself, I said this to Meredith last night, I'm not getting these anymore. I like the action movies, and it wasn't so, I don't know, I'm not getting them. I've said that now 3 times. I think I've made my point.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Okay, back to the storm. I have in front of me a headline, Jennifer, and this is going to be a job for the audience to figure out for a swell prize. Which year did this headline come from? You ready?
Ready.
Big blizzard roars along Atlantic seaboard, shutting down communication and transportation lines. Was that from 1888, 1929, 1976, or 2013? In what year did this headline appear in the Washington paper? It wasn't called the Washington Post at the time, I forget what it was, but anyway. A blizzard starts to roar along the Atlantic seaboard, shutting down communication and transportation lines. What's the year of that headline? 1888, 1978, 1929, or 2013? 888-302-3684. If you think you can figure out what year it is, you get a swell prize. One more time. Blizzard roars along the Atlantic seaboard, shutting down communication and transportation lines. What year did this headline get posted? 1888, 1978, 1929, or 2013? What's your answer? What say you? 888-5. That's not the right number. I have so many damn numbers I'm using in this program for various things. 888-302-3684. All right. You got the answer? You give us the answer, and we'll reward you with a swell prize. In the meantime, Hamid Karzai, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Sure.
says that
enough.
The U.S. is working with the Taliban. This guy has got to be somewhat politically suicidal. There were two bombings. 19 people were killed over the weekend. And he says that's proof the U.S. and the Taliban are colluding to spread fear among Afghans. Why in the name of God are we still in that country? When the president of the country accuses us of working with his arch enemies after how many thousands of Americans have lost their lives protecting this a-hole, who is nothing but a drug lord anyway, is the same as the Taliban, what in the world are we doing there? We've been there for 12 years. How much blood do we have to shed before, I mean, what? Get out, is what I say. What do you say? 888-302-3684. What an outrage. Okay. Continuing the conversation, calls on this headline, and more from Jennifer. Do we care about, I'm still on Pinterest, and there are some pictures from Rome and the story about selecting a pope. You're Catholic. Do you care?
I do, actually. I've been kind of paying attention to it. I do. I think it's interesting as a Catholic. I think it's interesting to watch the process. So, yeah I am interested.
All right. Why do you think so many people around the world... See, this is, you want to throw a bomb into the conversation?
No.
Who heads... Who is the head? Is there a head? Mm-hmm. For example, the Protestant Church. There's no public head, a figure that supposedly is an overlord. The Muslim religion or the Jewish religion or the Buddhist religion, do they have live people who actually are supposed to be the head of everything?
I think you just don't hear about them as much, but you have to understand, I think, with every man-made religion, which every religion is run by man now,
right, yeah.
There is, you know, there's got to be someone who's higher up than just the Joe Schmo that's kind of walking in, you know, into the church, I would imagine.
Joe Schmo.
Even though they should probably leave it up to Joe Schmo. That would make more sense.
888-302-3684. Your call's in a moment. You're on Good Day.
Ba-ba Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The government keeps sticking its spatula where it doesn't belong. Because a few people became sick from eating tainted hamburger years ago, the government urged more thorough cooking, and many states adopted regulations requiring restaurants to cook hamburgers at least medium well. The concern is understandable, but if we look at the issue through the lens of liberty, we might realize that giving the government power over the way we cook our food intrudes on our most basic freedoms. I happen to like my hamburgers medium rare, and so do millions of other Americans. As an informed citizen, it is my duty, not the government's, to know what risks I may be taking and to make the choices of a responsible adult. That is why Americans believe in limited government, because we believe ordinary people can govern themselves.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches.
despite the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
I know. Why don't we not use it as directed? Let's use it in some other way.
Willy-nilly.
What do you say? Yeah. Right,
use
yeah.
Willy-nilly. Could you imagine that?
And I'm feeling better, much better already. 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with a good day list of the best stories. Lots of information for you to start your day. A bumblebee, chicken of the sea, and one other brand, a store brand of tuna, all in recall. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Bumblebee tuna, chicken of the sea tuna, and in other words, don't buy canned tuna this week.
Yeah, what's the hump? What's wrong with it?
The usual suspects, salmonella, listeria, E. coli. You name
it. And it always seems worse when we're talking about fish. So, you know, it doesn't make you want to stand away.
Yeah, right. Good news medically is the flu infections continue to decline.
Oh, thank God.
So that is, but the season's pretty much over, though, right?
Thank God, yes. It was kind of brutal, I think. Who knows?
888. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to be the...
It seems brutal to me. That is my word. How's that?
News media makes a much ado about... I mean, there are a lot of people that had bad flu this year. Don't let me misunderstand my focus on it. But, again, I underscore what the government admits itself, that much of, if not like, what is it, 80% of the flu vaccine was ineffective.
Well, here's what I think. Can I give you my little weird theory here?
Yeah.
It'll only take a second.
That's all right.
But I was talking with my dad about this over the weekend because, you know, it's been no secret. I have been absent quite a bit lately because I have been down with some sort of junta virus.
And you, by the way, have not had a parental excuse slip either.
I know. I have not turned in my doctor's note yet because they still haven't figured out what's wrong with me. But we were talking about maybe the possibility of it being a virus in the flu season. And my dad has been not right since he had the flu. Well, he just hasn't been all right, since he was born, actually.
Hasn't been right. I've known him for 25 years, and he hasn't been
good
right
point.
For 25
maybe
years.
He's
I've known
just
him.
Can't blame the flu. But we were just talking about how it seems like it's something that they're, you know, do you think our enemies are releasing things into the air, the toxins into the food?
Anything
because
possible.
It seems like it's worse than it used to be.
The North Koreans, they're at
That's
it again.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's not the nuclear. Maybe we're just looking in the wrong direction.
Could be. Yeah. 888.
Something else to worry about.
30.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for making our day. Let's see here. Who's got the answer to this question? If you're just joining us, the headline reads, blizzard starts to roar along the Atlantic seaboard, shutting down communication and transportation lines. I've asked you to tell us whether the headline came from 1888, 1978, 1929, or 2013. Here's Preston in Brownwood, Texas. Hi, Preston. Welcome to Good Day.
Well, hi there. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
As an ex-Navy officer, by the way, I agree we need to get out of Afghanistan and all that.
Oh, God.
Just a waste. All we're doing is training them up and giving them weapons, and then they're going to turn them on us.
Yeah. Yeah, especially given what they were talking about this past weekend. All right, so what year do you think we're talking about here?
All right, I think it was the 1978, I guess it was.
1978 is not the year for this headline, but appreciate your call. Thank you. 888-302-3684. All right, so Maryland and Kentucky, you the same year. You want to rethink, as long as I told you that was wrong, you want to take a shot at it?
I'll rethink it.
You're going to have to rethink it?
Oh, rethinking, yes. Okay.
Okay, so what's the year then?
Give me the choices again, please.
1888, 1929, and 2013.
1929.
Oh. All right, so Mary's in Newburgh, Indiana. You got two choices left, 2013 and 1888. Which one do you think it is, Mary?
1888.
That is correct.
Good
that
job.
Headline, the Great Blizzard of 1888. And the reason that I brought it up, Mary, thank you for that scream. It always feels good when you give away a little prize.
Doug likes to make the ladies scream.
I got a free trip to Arizona. Well, anyway, so the news media does this great job of making you think like there's never been anything as bad as what you're going to experience. This blizzard in 1888 was worse than anything that we've seen in America for 45 years. So a little food for thought here at 51 after. This is a good day.
Stop off the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Past the hour, Monday, 3-11-13. How's it shaping up for you so far? Time for our tight tech talk. That's not what we call it, though. Tight tech. What do we call it? Tech talk
tech
time?
Tech talk time.
Oh, it's tech talk time. It could be tight tech talk time. How'd that
could
be?
Could be.
That'd go well. Tight tech talk time. Shelley Palmer is here, as he normally is. He writes a lot of books. He takes care of cultural things from... Do you know vending machines have gone high-tech? Have you seen some of
them? They are, actually. They look awesome
really
again.
Amazing.
Because it used to be the other ones you want to, like, hit. These are nice.
All right. Shelley here, though, today talks about Facebook making another change in their news feed. That'll be in just a moment here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Costs for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Late last week, Facebook announced yet another change to its news feed. Facebook seems to always be tinkering with something to the point where updates are so frequent and regular that you can almost set your watch by them. The news feed's new look has already begun to roll out and should be widely available by the end of the month. Facebook said the new look was inspired by its mobile app, and it's easy to immediately see the differences. Photos are bigger than ever, and links have less text to clutter up the redesign's prettier visuals.
schedules. You also have more of a choice in what your news feed shows, with options for feeds that only display photos or music stories or games activities or posts by pages or friends. Facebook has become a platform dominated by the visual, and this redesign reaffirms that shift. Who needs to read when you can look at gorgeous pictures and interactive photo albums? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take a TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Jen, story at DougStefan.com today about Google's talking shoes. New shoes. They've introduced talking shoes at Google, which aim to translate movement data into witty messages to users and their friends.
I like that.
Showcased at the new interactive headquarters. All the people that work for Google are wearing these things. And the code is pretty interesting to try to break down. Supposedly a breath of fresh air for relationships at Google, because you can tell by the way you walk as to what you're thinking. Okay.
Yes, get me out of these things.
Check that out at DougStefan.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tomorrow on Lifetime, a reality series of biblical proportions.
It's a struggle between right and wrong.
God made the world in 7 days. Moses parted the Red Sea. But if these preachers could control their teenage daughters...
Oh, if my dad finds out, he's going to kill me.
It would really be a miracle.
Guess what? I just lost my... Do I want to know?
Preacher's Daughters.
God, please don't ever let my daughter become a porn star.
New reality series premiere tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.